Ron, on this special prosecutor business, I know you're probably getting queries. It's a very hard line. Well, the president said in his address that the attorney general has the right to appoint a special prosecutor. You notice I said that?
Yes, sir, and I made that point in a briefing today, and I'm making again.
I wouldn't, the Senate's only expressed the view of the Senate. You know, the sense of the Senate doesn't mean a goddamn thing.
That's right.
So stand firm and...
Yes, sir.
Don't be concerned about the press comments. We expected them to be negative.
That's right. And
they're not all negative, I guess.
No, it's sort of, I was watching the news on Metro Media now. It's kind of a sorting out period. It's not a, it's not a, a hard charge. It's more of a, reporting like this, of course, the congressional action, but it's not a belligerent,
Also, the country's reaction is pretty goddamn good, I think. I think, from what I've heard, but I don't know. But I don't know what they're reporting from the country. What are they reporting? Anything favorable?
I don't think there's any question about the fact that everyone you talk to, everyone you bump into, towards the president has a...
I just say that, I mean, don't give me any counts, but just say it's overwhelmingly favorable.
Glad I did that today.
What'd you say?
The briefing. They said, what sort of reaction you're getting? I said, the phone calls are very supportive, and I didn't use favorable. I said, very supportive, and backing the president in this matter. And they took it down.
Right. Well, take a hard line tomorrow, because Richardson's going to have to present this to the Congress, but hell, that's the only thing to do. I can't appoint a, my appoint a special prosecutor. You start all over again. Take 3 months to get the goddamn case. You know, try it again.
That's the point I'm thinking, you know, with the press. Although they're not asking a lot of questions about it, but just when I'm talking to them.
When they say tomorrow, say, well, look, we this process is now coming in. There's going to be some action. And that the new attorney general has given the total authority to appoint a special prosecutor if that, I mean, as he's, whatever he thinks is necessary to get the back.
Ms. Lyon, I took the thing is, the investigation should not stop and then have to start all over, particularly with such a massively intensive investigation that's gone on. The investigation should continue on.
Yes, but the attorney general can have a special prosecutor. He's got to prosecute the people that are committed, and he has that authority. Just say, oh, yes, we don't object to the Senate resolution at all. It's just the attorney general, Senate resolution wants the president to appoint one. The hell with that. I'm not going to appoint any special prosecutor. That mean, after all, my people are being investigated. It's up to the attorney general.
Right, that's what the point we make. That we make. We'll continue to make that, yes, sir.
Right. But take a firm line, old boy.
Yes, sir. I feel.
Don't be discouraged.
I'm not. I feel very.
Good. Some would say that maybe we should have not done it, but we didn't get anything out of the damn thing. But I think we did. I don't know. What do you think?
No, it was necessary, Mr. President. Absolutely necessary. It had to be done. No one quarrels with that. I have not heard any second guessing on the decision.
I'm not just speaking of the decision, but also going on the air and explaining it.
Well, that was I think, the right move to make. The right move to make.
And I think the honest members of the press felt it was effective too, don't they?
Yes, I talked to Horner today, not so much for his opinion, but just to see what the guys were saying.
Yes.
And I don't know if I mentioned to you last night, Horner told me that Ted Knapp last night, after watching his speech and on his way out, said, well, I'm going to go write my column. And Horner said, what direction are you taking? And he said, well, a positive line. He said, I think it was a positive step. And the private mood amongst them, Gerald, I mentioned, is very good. Forrest Boyd is a good bellwether.
He's always positive.
He's always